The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gemara inside the Daf Hey discusses the midas of Gaiva and Anava, terrible consequences of Gaiva, the wonderful attribute of Anava. And if we look into these midas, we see what seems to be an apparent paradox. On one hand, we have the Mishnah in Avos, that says that kina taiva v'kavod matinas adam in olam, that kavod, which is somewhat related, we'll discuss more as we go along, is related to the midah of gaiva, is terribly destructive and ultimately destroys a person, as we all know quite well. On the other hand, we find the Gemara and Brachos and other places as well discusses the inyan of kavod abrios, and the Gemara tells us gadol kavod abrios shedoich leisus shiv teira. The kavod abrios, the respect that one has to treat himself with, is so crucial that it actually overrides what the Gemara calls the leisus seisha b'teira. In reality, the Gemara goes on to clarify, it doesn't mean a deraisa. In the case of a deraisa, then we say, ein chachma ein tmuna b'makom kol Hashem, that doesn't matter to what degree the person will be nisbaza. In the face of a deraisa, one must forgo his kavod, but when it comes to a derabanan, which we're all well aware of the chashivas of a derabanan, nonetheless, it's overrode in the face of kavod abrios. And as well as a raisa, where it's just a sheval tasa, where it just requires one, where it's an issue of one not doing a deraisa, then again, kavod abrios would override the mitzvah deraisa. The details are beyond the scope of this discussion. We are dealing with it on a more conceptual and general level. So, on one hand, we see kavod is what seems to be one of the most destructive forces in the world. On the other hand, we're viewing kavod abrios as being so crucial and so fundamental that it overrides a derabanan, or in certain cases, it's a sheval tas, even a deraisa. So we have to understand how these two things can be reconciled with each other. If we take a look at the Gra, the Pirush HaGra, in Megillas Esther, in the Chelek of Remez, in his Pirush of Remez, he says there that the Melech Zaken Uxil, the old foolish king, which is a reference to the Yetzer Hara, is the essence of it, is the Midah of Taiva. That is the essence of the Yetzer Hara. His Merkava, the king's Merkava, the Yetzer Hara's Merkava, his chariot, which means his means of travel, his means of getting to a person, is through Gaiva. If you look in the Nefesh HaChayim, he says it slightly differently. He says the Se'or Shebisa, which is also seems to be a reference to the actual Yetzer Hara itself, is Gaiva. And that has to be understood, how the two concepts of the way the Vilna Gaon describes it and the way Ruchaim Volozhin describes it, how they are in essence one and the same. But let's just move forward for a moment. The understanding is that, and this will explain how the two concepts we spoke about before can be reconciled with each other, is that the Midah of Gaiva is when one begins to relate to his guf as an entity in and of itself. In other words, he identifies with his physical side, and that is the essence of gaiva, which means that he is now left behind the domain of the Ribbono Shel Olam and has given himself an identity, which is his physical side, and by doing that, he has now created something which is Chas V'Shalom independent of the Ribbono Shel Olam. By doing this, he has now stepped into the world of Dimyon, which doesn't exist in reality. It's a world of Sheker. And as such, it then, in a sense, imposes upon him to give it a reality. And that reality is fulfilled through the Kavod HaMeduma. In other words, he has now identified with the part of himself which is which is not real, which is the Sheker, the world of Sheker, the world of the physical, if it's not acknowledged, then it doesn't really exist. Its whole existence is only when there's an acknowledgement. And as such, it becomes desperate for acknowledgement, for kavod, because without that, he doubts and doesn't feel his own existence. I once heard a quote that if someone would have no kavod at all, they would actually die, because the dimyon would come to a halt and they wouldn't have any existence. And as well, taiva comes into the picture, because now that it's given an existence to the guf, now he has to fulfill it, and that brings on the midah of taiva. However, and in that sense, the kavod is truly matzinas adam and olam. However, when the person accepts upon himself the kabbalah shel malchus shamayim and begins to identify himself as neshama, and recognizes that his guf is simply a means, a vehicle of fulfilling the rason of his neshama, at that point, his guf becomes part of a true reality, and as such, deserves great respect. But that respect is not something which defines his existence, but rather it's something which is due to the guf as something that is a extension, it serves the neshama, makes it worthy of respect, but it's not its essence. The person is now identified as neshama, which is a true reality, and if the true reality is not needing of any acknowledgement from outside. It was only in the world of Dimyun, where there was no true reality, that it needed to be acknowledged to give it a reality. But now that he has found the neshama, which is the Chelok Elokam Imal, which is a true reality, he no longer needs external recognition to give himself, to sense that he exists. He exists because he truly exists. Because the neshama truly exists, it's the Ribono Shel Olam, it's not Dimyon. And the Rambam actually brings on a story of a great man who was traveling on a ship, and on the way, one of the sailors saw this individual, saw this great man, and for whatever reason, the sailor had so little respect for this person that he actually passed water onto this individual. And the person said that at that moment, where he didn't feel even a slight lowering of his own self-worth, it gave him a tremendous simcha. And he realized that had so much identified himself as neshama, and he had achieved such a true reality that it didn't matter at all whether or not it was acknowledged by the next person. And that is the covenant of Brios that we could discuss as being a positive thing, where it's not a desperation for kavod to give oneself existence, but rather it's a recognition that the guf serves a very, very important purpose and as such deserves great respect. But it's not defining to a person, and without it doesn't lessen him in the least bit. And that ultimately allows a person to achieve the midah of anava, which Rashi and Chumash defines as a shuffle of the savlan, someone who could be several other people, and it won't hurt him to keep a low profile, because his existence is real, and as such, he's constantly satisfied, and not in need of any sort of external acknowledgement, and with that, he could achieve all the beautiful nidos of simcha and istapkus, etc. Can you write some?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.